God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's good to have you here this morning, and good to have all of you joining us through the magic of technology with us as well. But it is good that we are here. Today we come together to celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And while we may never come to fully comprehend the great mystery of the Trinity, we can come to appreciate the example of unity and the example of love that it embodies and shows to us all. But unfortunately, during this past week or so, outside of these walls, there seems to be little unity. There seems to be little love. We hear a very broken world. We hear shouts of desperation, accusation, violence, even hatred. Throughout America today, we hear a nation torn apart by increasingly divisive issues, political, racial tensions. At Belmont Abbey College in North Carolina, there's a unique baptismal font in the chapel there. Before the Civil War, there was a large block of stone, what later became the Abbey property. It was once called the Slave Stone, because it was the stone where they would have slaves stand, so the buyers could see them and bid on them. The stone brings back so many memories of cruel slave traders and the unimaginable pain of trauma, families being separated, and people being completely stripped of all their human dignity. But after the Benedictines discovered the slave stone was there, they were inspired to make a baptismal font out of it. And there's a plaque on that font yet today that has these words: "Upon this rock, men were once sold into slavery. Now upon this rock, through the waters of baptism, men become free, children of God." And while the stone is a baptismal font, it still reminds us of the sad memories of our nation's history. Memories of lynchings, Jim Crow laws, beatings, and fire hoses turned on black Americans who were simply protesting peacefully for civil rights. And of course today it takes on a different meaning as we recall the death, the tragic death of George Floyd on the street in Minneapolis. But the Benedictine monks of the Belmont Abbey clearly saw a connection between Catholic sacramental theology and the teachings of Catholic social justice. They saw the connection between baptism and the Church's mandate that every human being is entitled by their very existence to dignity and to freedom. They realized that slavery, racism, and prejudice in any form are grave offenses against God and are rejected by the sacramental theology of baptism. Since once baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we are all his children. And we should take to heart the words of Pope Francis this past week when he said, "No one should tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism." You know, in Catholic teaching, racism is considered an intrinsic evil. It ranks right up there with abortion, assisted suicide, and torture. Our faith calls us to defend the sacredness of every human life. And we must always, especially today, redouble our efforts to overcome the suffering and injustice that comes from the sin of racism. And each one of us today must open our own hearts and minds to the unity and love that is embodied by the Holy Trinity. And we must allow the power of the body and blood of Christ to transform us, to heal us, and to inspire us. Only then can we go forth as instruments of our God, working for social change that rejects all hatred, all violence. Change that embraces the love and peace that we all know deep in our hearts is the message of our gospel, the message of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, we must recognize that violence is never good. And the violence of recent nights is self-destructive. It's self-defeating. Nothing is gained by violence. And so much of the good is lost because of it. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King once said, "Time is cluttered with the wreckage of broken communities which have surrendered to hatred and violence. For the salvation of our nation and the salvation of mankind, we must follow another way." I pray that we can all follow another way. For violence of any kind is spawned only by the evil influence of the devil himself. Today, Moses reminds us in our first reading that we are stiff-necked people. And we must look inward and identify our own bias within, and then soften our hearts and come to understand that injustice to a black person is injustice to us all. That regardless of race or culture, all people, without exception, are made in the image and likeness of our Heavenly Father. And all are deserving of respect. All are deserving of love. And we must pray for peace on our city streets. We pray that peace, charity, and justice may give birth to sincere, nonviolent protests. Protests that may eventually effect real change. And we must pray for all our public servants, our police, our first responders, and their families. Pray that our church will bond with our brothers and sisters of other faiths, so that together we can stand strong to denounce racism, bigotry, prejudice, and violence of any kind. St. Paul really says it all in our second reading today when he said these words, "Brothers and sisters, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." We pray that one day all people the world over will recognize the dignity of men and women of all races, realizing that the sanctity of life is the foundation of every human right. The slave rock, transformed into a baptismal font, is a powerful image. An image that can help us to rediscover the connection of our Catholic faith between repentance, conversion, and social change. For the faith of our church proclaims loudly and proudly that God is love. This truth is shown to us through the mystery of the God in three persons, unified through self-giving, yet individuals standing strong. And our faith calls us to be unified. And we find that place of unity most in the most holy Trinity itself. And we find the most perfect example of love by looking up from the foot of the cross. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. During these painful, traumatic days, may each one of us stir in our communities the flame of Christ's love and peace at every moment, in every situation. And may we be united as one as we consciously strive to love as God does.